Morning Mass, Big FM, 93.7. This part of the program being brought to you by Bertram Financial in Mineral Point, Madison, and Monroe. And joining me on the phone line, Michelle Bertram joins me. Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Starting to feel like summer outside.
It is. It's supposed to be raining here starting late morning, early afternoon into tomorrow morning, but really need the rain. So I think most people are welcoming it here at this point. What's going on, though, at Bertram Financial?
Well, I thought we'd talk about some of all the headlines that's come out in this last week, because there's been quite a few. Of course, we always see things with the tariffs. It's been interesting this spring. You know, you seem to go one step forward, two steps back with the market, you know, reacting actually quite severely, it seems like, whenever there's a trade announcement. But I just read something from a commentary that I thought was really one of our experts that really kind of hit the nail on the head and leads to the next thing. But what he said is upending 80 years of trade policy takes time, but it could result in a more self-sufficient America. And I thought that line was important, especially when it comes out with the credit downgrade that the U.S. had received just recently. And that caused some, you know, headlines or scary headlines, too, and maybe people worried about how that's going to affect things. But what was really interesting, again, was I think they go together about creating a more sufficient America and this credit downgrade, which, just to put it mildly, it's like if you had an individual credit score and the U.S. was an 800, they maybe dropped to a 780. So it's not like this is a huge big deal. But we actually talked about this kind of the not the credit rating so much, but the debt ceiling. We talked about this in our earlier this year in our State of the Union with our portfolio manager, and he was hitting on the head that if something doesn't change, if things don't change, there was going to be the next big bubble in the market. And we're talking, you know, bigger than COVID here, going back to like the 2008 market crash. And that's what he was looking at. If something didn't happen that get our debt under control. And I think that the reason that the tariffs and this goes together is because, again, the tariffs are trying to create a more sufficient America. And why is that important? Because if we keep building the debt, we already seen that our credit score has lowered, and that could be, if it's nothing's addressed, the next big bubble to burst. And so, anyway, I wanted to put those two things together. I think it would be great to go back, send this out to anyone, and you can find it on our website, which is the State of the Union this year, where, again, we talked about this, talked about how we're managing portfolios, you know, in light of all these things that we're seeing, both with tariffs. Again, anything, there's winners and losers, and it's important that we are strategic, you know, being both defensive and opportunistic with portfolios. On another positive note, you know, inflation numbers came back. Yeah, everyone was worried about inflation keep rising. Well, they're actually down to about that 2% rate. So inflation has not been going up. And then again, another commentary I read, it said it's time for the feds to lower the rates, you know, not just because Trump wants them to, but because it's the right thing to do to help consumers and companies. And so it's the right thing to do to help consumers and companies. And so hopefully we see some rates lowering at some time soon now, too, as we are seeing positive numbers come back. So, again, what does that all mean to you? We talk about it some on the State of the Union and how we're managing portfolios. But in any situation, there's always winners. There's always losers. It's always important to make sure that your portfolio is set up the right way, that you take advantage of the opportunities that are there and protect against some of the, you know, areas where there might be more affected by whatever's happening, whether it's the tariffs or whatever else tends to be in the news at that time. So then go to our website, check out the State of the Union under our blog page, or give us a call right there on our website. We can schedule, work through it with you, do a risk assessment, see how that you are positioned, and if you're positioned to take advantage of these opportunities right now. So again, the website's creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Again, creatingyourdreamretirement.com, or you can call us at 608-987-1511.
Michelle Bertram, Bertram Financial, Mineral Point, Madison, and Monroe, creatingyourdreamretirement.com, the website. Hey, Michelle, thanks for joining me. Have a great week. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good.
That's Michelle Bertram with Bertram Financial in Mineral Point, Madison, and Monroe. Again, the website, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Preceding paid for by Bertram Financial.